弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, all brothers and sisters.
啊，昨天我们晚上有一个家庭聚会。
Last night we had a family meeting.
啊，弟兄就跟我们分享一个故事。
And our sister shared a story with us.
啊，他就讲到有一个大学教授。
And she said that she was a professor. There was a professor.
要教一些大学生学习饶恕。
And he wanted to teach his students to forgive.
那他就告诉这些学生讲是说。如果你们心里面有任何不能饶恕的人
，And then he said, if there's anyone that you cannot forgive,
那你就拿一个马铃薯，把他的名字写在上面
，Then use a potato and cork his name on the potato.
这一个礼拜来呢，凡是你想到的人，你不能饶恕的人，或是得罪你的人，你就把一个名，就拿一个新的马铃薯，在他上面写一个名字。
And this whole week, whoever you cannot forgive, use a potato and cross his name on it.
然后不但呢要写上去，还要把马铃薯放在你的一个袋子里面，24小时要背着它。
And then not only you're gonna put the name on the potato, but put it in a bag, carry it with you 24 hours a day.
一个礼拜之后，你要把你背的那个袋子带到班上来。
And then after a week, bring this bag of potatoes with you to your class.
啊，你知道，第三都是讲给我的儿子女儿听的。
Then you know that this is a story to our children.
那当然是他这个小孩子妈妈在讲的时候，他们都已经知道妈妈要讲什么事。
Then I think you know how the story will end.
可是很重要一点，我觉得就是说，当然我们都知道，一个礼拜之后，可能有一些学生他们担了很大的重担，对不对
？And I think everyone knows that after this week, everyone is carrying this bag of heavy potatoes.
那可是要学习饶恕的时候，最终呢，一定要把这个重担怎么样，把它放下了。
But I tell you the lesson of forgiving is that we know to let go of this bag.
所以在你里面不能饶恕、不能赦免的那些人，你一定要把它放下来。
So that I tell you that whoever you cannot forgive, you have to let go.
那我就往前再慢慢思想一下。
So that I stop and think about it some more.
其实还不是这一个重担的问题。
Then I think about that it's more than just carrying this heavy burden.
如果今天只是有一个，如果我们一直放在身上的话。
Today, if we only have this one bag that we are carrying.
其实我们知道那个马铃薯放久了它会怎么样？发芽，对不对？再放久一点它会怎么样？腐烂，对不对？所以呢，即便有一个一直放在你的袋子里面，就会发生这种事。
And I tell you that if you carry this bag of potato long enough, the potato will go bad, and you'll be carrying this bag of trash.
我相信我们都是聪明人，结果我就不再讲了。我们一起来看马太福音第六章第五节到十五节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6, 5 through 15.
那我们一起来读这一段的经文。
Let's read it together.
那我请弟兄呢念单数节。
Brothers, for the odd verses.
那姐妹呢，就来念双数节。
Sisters, the even.
那我们从第五节念到第十五节。
Together.
那弟兄先请，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，按在会堂和十字路口上祷告，不叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐，姐妹。你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了闭门不听。
Pray then in this way.
那这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
But if you do not forgive others,Then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
好，那在这一段的经文里面呢，有很多的地方都值得我们思想。
Now in these verses, there's a lot of things that we have to think about.
那可是呢，今天我们特别要来分享，就是从人与天父的关系来看这一段的经文。
Today we're going to focus on the relationship between us and our Heavenly Father.
特别来看就是求天父赦免我们的债这一个部分。
More particularly, we ask our Heavenly Father to forgive us of our debts.
每个星期四呢，我们在神学院，我们都有一个禁食祷告会。
On each Thursday, in a Bible college, we have the fasting and praying.
每次祷告会完呢，我们就要以这一段的经文作为结束。
And every time at our end, we would finish with the Lord's Prayer.
最近毕双呢，也在教这个小刘的这个不到三岁的女儿背诵这一段经文。
And today, recently, my sister has been telling our little three-year-old this Lord's Prayer.
很奇妙的，她也会背了，现在已经背得很熟悉，她可以从头到尾把这一段经文背完。
And amazingly, these 3 years old now remember these verses.
大概三个礼拜前，新同弟兄也带我们背过这一段经文。
And I think about 3 weeks ago, Brother Frank also led us to remember this verse.
就是在第九节到第十三节的部分。
This from verse 9 through 13.
这里特别讲到，就说我们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And here it starts by, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
最后讲到，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
It would end it, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
所以呢，我们很多的弟兄姊妹这几节的经文从第九节到第十三节都非常的熟悉。
So I think a lot of brothers and sisters, we really are familiarized with 9 through 13.
可是呢，常常我们忽略的是第五节到第八节的部分。
But a lot of times we seem to ignore verse 5 through 8.
还有14节跟15节。
And also is verse 14 and 15.
因为好像这几节的经文是它是一整段的，可是都被我们忽略了前后。
Because from 5 through 15, it is one passage.
所以呢，当我们读这段经文的时候呢，我在这里呢就做出三个归纳。
So here, when I read these verses, I put together three summary points.
那第一个呢，就是讲到不要像假冒为善的人。
The first one is that do not be the hypocrites.
第二个呢，就是讲到我们不要效法外邦人。
And the second one is be not be like Gentiles.
那我们祷告的时候呢，我们要建立与天父的关系。
So when we prayed, we are building a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
为什么不要像祷告的时候，为什么不要像那个假冒为善的人呢？
So why not pray like a hypocrite?
因为呢，他们爱错对象。
Because they love the wrong person.
因为他们心里面不是爱神，他们祷告的时候是他们喜欢站在会堂和十字路口上面。
Because these hypocrites, when they pray, they're not praying to God. They're standing in the corner of a street.
所以呢，在经文里面我们会看到特别讲到他们爱的是什么。
So in these words, you will see what these hypocrites, what they truly love.
所以呢，他们爱站在十字路口上和会堂里面祷告。
Here is that for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corner.
所以人家可以看到他们在那里祷告，就觉得他们非常的敬虔。
So that they may be seen by man.
站在十字路口和站在会堂祷告有错吗？
Now, is there anything wrong with standing in the synagogues or the street corners to pray?
有错，是因为他们爱错了对象。
Yes, there's something wrong with them because they love the wrong person.
可是如果我们爱主的话，诚心诚意的在那里祷告的时候，我相信没有错。
But now I tell you, if our love is God, then it is okay to pray wherever you are.
因为就是在那一个时间点里面，可能主就要你为一些人来祷告。
Maybe it is at the time when you're at the street corner that God wants you to pray right there.
可是呢，主耶稣在这边说到这一段事的时候，特别讲到这些假冒为善的人，他们是喜欢在那里祷告。
But here in verse number 5, for these hypocrites, they love to pray at those places.
所以主耶稣就说他们已经得到他们的赏赐。
So here Jesus says that then they have already received their full reward.
那这一段的经文也特别讲到，就是说我们祷告的时候，我们要像神的儿女。
And then here it says that we have to pray like the children of God.
所以整段的经文你会不断的提到，就是说我们的父，或是你们的父，或是我们在天上的父，这样的一些的经文。
So in these verses, it would address to our Heavenly Father or to our Father many times.
那当做神的儿女，我们祷告的时候要进到哪里呢？这里说到我们要进到内屋。
So now, as children of God, where should we go pray? It says, go into your inner room.
虽然没有人看到， 可是呢却说到就说神在暗中查看。
At that place, no one will see you, but your father will see you what you have done.
神没有说这些人已经得到赏赐，神主耶稣是说他们必然得到报答。
And then here it says that your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
所以呢我们祷告的时候回到内屋正不正确？
So now is it correct to go into our inner room to pray?
非常的正确。
Yes, indeed that's the way.
因为我们在那里爱慕的是我们的天父。
Because at that place we show our love to God.
可是也有一个危险性，如果我们进到内屋却不是在那里爱慕主的时候，
Now, there's another danger if we go into this inner room, but we are not loving God.
可能我们在内屋里面，我们所爱的对象仍然是错误的。
Then maybe in this inner room, we still love the wrong person.
所以呢，第二点特别讲到就是说，叫我们不要效法外邦人。
So in verse number 6, it says, do not be like the Gentiles.
他们呢，常常用一些重复的话在那里重复，以为呢，他们所信的神能够因着他们常常说重复的话赐给他们能力。
Now in verse 7, it says that the Gentiles always use meaningless repetition and words.
那在这里呢，特别在提到就是说，我们祷告的时候要像神的儿女。
And here it reminds us one more time that we have to pray like children of God.
因为我们的神，他会按照我们的需要，在凡事上来照顾我们。
Because our Father already knows what we need before we ask Him.
所以同样的一段经文在路加福音讲的时候，特别就讲到我们求的时候是要情辞迫切的求。
So now the same verses in the book of Luke, it says that we have to pray earnestly.
所以呢我们情辞迫切求的时候，神就会按着我们的需要来赏赐给我们。
So when we pray persistently and earnestly, then God will give us what we need.
所以我们读的这段经文第三个重点呢，特别就是要我们能够建立与天父的关系。
So the third summary point of these verses is that we have to build this relationship with our Heavenly Father.
虽然主耶稣这里是在教我们祷告，
Even though here Jesus is teaching us to pray.
可是呢最重要的还是希望我们跟天父有一个 和好的关系在这里。
And more importantly, to teach us how to build this relationship with our Father.
所以呢当神的儿女与神越亲近的时候，你会发现他的祷告就越像祷告。
So when these children of God come closer to God, then his prayer is like God's prayer.
如果我们的祷告不能和让我们跟父神更亲近的时候，你会发现我们的祷告常常是有口无心的，好像是一个祷告的生活，可是呢却没有与神连结。
Now on the other hand, if our prayer cannot bring us closer to God, then our prayer is meaningless.
有可能我们常常在祷告，为了一件事情重复的祷告。
Maybe there are times that we would pray for this same thing over and over again.
可是呢我们跟神没有连结的时候，就好像外邦人一样，不断地重复那些事情而已。
But yet, if that prayer cannot lead us closer to God, then it will be like the prayer of the Gentiles, just meaningless words.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告的时候，要让我们的心能够更近父神。
So brothers and sisters, when we pray, we have to be drawn closer to God.
就好像我们刚刚唱的诗歌一样，在我们的心里面所追求的就是主自己。
Just like the song that we sing, that our goal is God Himself.
所以借着祷告，我们摸到天上父神的心意。
And it is through prayer that we could touch the will of God.
所以呢，有一位圣徒呢，他的名字叫做麦奇尼。
So there's this saint, his name is Mancini.
那他就有一段的话讲到，就说人在神面前跪着的时候怎么样？
So he said of this passage, and he says, "What do we do when we kneel down before God?"
那他的为人就怎么样？
And that's how this man is.
所以呢就有人说啊，你们听听看这一个圣徒麦奇尼的祷告。
So when people said, let's listen to this saint's prayer.
他每天早上在神面前祷告的时候，
Every morning when he prays,
我们都可以听到这个人他为许多的事情祷告。
We hear that he prays for many things.
可是他的祷告好像他明天就没有办法再祷告了。
And he prays that in the way that he will not get to pray anymore.
当我们听到他祷告的时候，好像他再也没有机会可以祷告了。
And the way that he prays, his earnest,shows that he might not have another chance to pray anymore.
所以呢在他的祷告里面就好像他再也没有下一次机会能够为某一件事某一个人祷告，所以他在这一个时刻里面他祷告心里的是何等的迫切。
He prayed with a tone of desperation desperation that it seems like he's praying and he will not have another chance to pray it anymore. So today, our Lord is teaching us to pray in the same way. So that we will recognize that we are children of God. And as children of God, when we kneel down and pray, that we will pray, hallowed be Father's name.
我们愿意父神的国能够降临在我们的中间,
that we want his kingdom to come.
我们愿意父神的旨意能够行在地上,
and we want his will to be done.
也说明到一件事, 就是我们这些做神儿女的人, 我们认识到我们的天父。
It says that how as children of God we know what God wants.
他是一位,
that he is a heavenly father, he gives us our daily bread. And he is the one who can forgive us of our
debts.
And he is the one who can lead us out of temptation and deliver us from evil.
所以呢，我们在这一段的经文里面看到。 主耶稣教导我们向天父来求的时候，为着我们自己求这三件事。
So that in the Lord's prayer, we see that the Lord is praying for these three things for us.
可是这三件事里面，其中第二件事情呢，是天父已经做成了。
And out of these three things, the second thing is already done.
做成什么事呢？我们的天父已经为我们做成什么事呢？
And what is this second thing that is already done?
就是他已经赦免了我们的罪。
Is that he has already forgiven of our sins.
可是主耶稣在他的教导里面呢，反过来又说。
And then, but in these verses, we see this.
免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
He says that forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
这里讲到如同这两个字。
He says as we also.
我就觉得非常的宝贵。
And I think this is precious.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当我们免了人的债的时候。
Because when we forgive our debtors.
我们天上的父又重新再一次免了我们的债。
That our Father in heaven will forgive us as well.
所以呢，他已经赦免了我们。
So that he has already forgiven us.
可是他把一个驱动的程式放在我们的里面。
And he also put this mold in us.
也就是说，我们得到这样的赦免之后，如果我们在地上的生活。
So that when, as we are forgiven, when we leave our daily life.
我们不动。
That if we don't do anything.
我们不赦免人的过半,
if we don't forgive of the others,
你会发现神就不再赦免我们的过半,
then you will see that as a result, God cannot forgive us.
如果我们不做,
if we don't act,
发现天父在天上,
then you will see that God will not act as well.
我们不行, 我们的天父在天上,
if we don't do of this deed, then our Heavenly Father will stop doing this deed
对,
as well.
所以这一节的经文在核心就讲到如同我们免了人的债。
So as the core of this verse, it says, forgive our debtors.
免了我们的债,
so that God can forgive us of our debt.
所以主耶稣就用了一个很小的比喻来告诉我们。
So here, God gave us this little comparison.
他说有一个国王他要跟他的仆人来算账。
And he says that there is this king, and he wants to ask his debtor to pay his debt.
所以算的时候呢，就有一个仆人走到他的面前。
So that at that time, another servant comes in.
这个仆人呢，欠了这个国王1000万两的银子。
And this servant owed his king 10 million shekels of silvers.
所以呢，他没有办法偿还。
And there's no way this servant can repay his debt.
所以这个国王就告诉他说，既然你没有办法偿还，那这样好了，把你的妻子、儿女和一切你所有的都卖了来偿还我。
So this king said to this servant, why don't you sell all, sell your wife, sell your possessions, sell your children, so that you could pay me whatever you have.
所以这个仆人一听到呢，他就跪在这个国王的面前说，哎呀，求你饶了我吧。
So this servant, after what he heard, he kneeled down and said, oh my king, please
如果你饶了我, 我以后都会把这些债来还清。
And said to the Lord, king, if you forgive me, I will pay you back slowly.
那这个国王看到他苦苦的哀求，就动了一个慈心。
And this king, seeing his servant back, he forgave him.
在他的里面，他发出来爱，发出一个爱来爱这个仆人。
And from inside of this king, this love comes up, and he forgave this servant.
所以呢，他就免了他所有的债。
So that he told this servant he no longer needs to repay any of his debt.
弟兄姊妹，你知道一千万两的银子？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you know the worth of these 10 million shekels of silver?
可以让一个人活多久吗？
How long and how many life this money can sustain?
20两的银子可以活8个月。
And I tell you that 20 shekels of silver can make someone survive for 8 months.
1000万两的银子可以让一个人在世上活多久呢?
Now then, how long can 10 million shekels of silver sustain one's life?
所以我就计算了一下，在家里算了一下。
So I did my calculation.
3万年。
I tell you, it's 30,000 years is enough to sustain a person.
那主耶稣就讲到一个比喻，就说到这一个仆人呢，被这个主人呢赦免之后，他走到外面。
And then he says in the story, after this servant's been forgiven by the king,
他没有任何重担了，心里非常的高兴。
And now he no longer is in any debt, he is now in joy.
后来呢，迎面走过来一个他的同伴。
And then he walked out, and then here comes one of his fellow servants.
那这个同伴呢，欠了他10两的银子。
And this servant owed him 10 counts of shekels of silver.
所以呢，他就揪着他不放。
And this servant now hang on to the other servant that owes him money.
他就说，你还我10两银子来。
And said, now you pay me back of my silver.
那他的同伴呢，同样一样，就是在他说，哎呀，你饶了我吧，等我以后有办法的时候，我一定会还给你。
And this guy who owes him 10 silvers knew down and said the same thing. Let me repay you slowly.
可是呢，这一个才刚刚被赦免的仆人呢，他不愿意这么做。
But now this servant who has just been forgiven, he is not willing to forgive the other servant who owes him 10 shekels.
所以他就揪着他的同伴到了官府面前。
So now he carried this person who owes him 10 bucks, took him to the king.
就把他下到监牢里面。
And he took him down to jail.
等他还清所有的债 他才出来。
And he wants him to repay him every cent until he's done.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚我们说20两的银子可以8个月，10两的银子自然可以活4个月。
Now, brothers and sisters, we just did our math. 20 shekels of silver can sustain for 8 months, so 10 shekels can do 4.
所以还4个月的债容易呢，还是还30000年的债容易？
So is it easier to repay your debts in 4 months, or is it easier to repay your debts in 30,000 years?
免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
So forgive us our debts as we also forgiven our debtors.
所以呢，这个首先被赦免的人，他因着他不肯赦免别人。
So now, if you are not willing to forgive your debtors,
他不免除别人的债。
If you are not willing to let go.
所以呢，这个主人又听到他这样的事情的时候。
Then this king now heard what this servant has done.
就问了他的一个问这个仆人一个问题。
And he asked him only one question.
难道你不应该连续你的同伴吗？
Now, aren't you supposed to have mercy on your fellow servant as I did?
像我连续你一样吗？
Just like I had mercy on you.
所以我们看到就是主呢，他先给了我们。
So now we see that our Heavenly Father first gave us His mercy.
其实在我们里面已经得到了。
So in us, we have already received.
接下来的事就在我们的手里面。
And what we need to do is now in our hands.
所以经文里面就说，如同我们免了人的债。
So in verse 12, it says, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
如果我们愿意免了人的债。
If we're willing to forgive.
那一个免除我们的债的那个生活就一直持续下去。
Then the life of forgiven will sustain.
所以什么是债呢？
So what is this debt?
就是别人欠我的。
Is when someone owes you anything.
那什么是我们欠天父的债呢？
Now what is our debt?
那就是我们在神面前我们所犯的罪。
Our debt to our Father is the sins we have committed.
我们没有活出天父的心意。
How we fall short of His will.
所以呢，主已经赦免我们一切的罪有。
So our Father has forgiven of our debts.
所以呢，我们岂不当赦免我们的同伴吗？
So we should forgive our fellow.
所以在诗歌196首这里唱到，他的副歌唱到。
So in Psalm 196, in the refrain, it sings,
我欠千万金。
That I owe millions of shekels.
主替我还清。
And our Lord has paid this debt.
一生犯罪真苦心。
That I spent our whole life in sin.
主今赦免怜悯。
And God has forgiven.
觉得我们的主就是这样。
That's who our Lord is.
他不是要求我们做不到的事,
that He is not asking us to do some things we cannot do.
他要求我们是因为他已经做成在我们的身上,
He is asking us to do what He has already done for us.
所以我们可以成为一个蒙恩的人,
so that we can be a blessed sinner.
在地上和同伴们一起生活,
that on this world we can live and fellowship with our
needs.
He said that we have been forgiven of our debt,
如同我们免了人的债,
just like we can forgive others of their debt.
所以呢, 在1929年的时候,
so in the year of 1929,
就是有两个大学, 他们在这个玫瑰杯打玫瑰杯的比赛,
that these two colleges, they're in the Rose Bowl.
一个是乔治亚理工学院,
one is Georgia Tech.
一个是加州大学,
the other one is California University.
那在上半场时候打得正精彩的时候,
in the first half between these two colleges, the football game was tight.
那在这个加州大学呢, 就有一个球员, 他拿着球就一直往这个目标冲,
and this Berkeley is picking on this ball and then they're going to the goal line.
可是他却发现他后面他的同伴不断地追他,
and then he finds out that his companions, his teammates are chasing him.
就在快要达到终点的时候, 他的同伴把他绊倒,
and just before he reached the end zone, his teammates tackled him.
那还好没有达阵,
and it's good that he did not get into the end zone.
因为他的目标是对方的目标,
because he went into the end zone.
所以他达阵的地方是自己的地方, 以至于呢, 他的同伴非常的紧张, 因为他跑错了方向,
and the end zone that he is running toward is his own. That's why his teammates had to tackle him.
所以呢, 中场休息的时候, 他们这些队员全部到休息室,
so that during halftime, everyone went into the locker room.
那这个队员呢, 他就非常非常的难过,
and this person, this teammate was really sad.
虽然他没有失分,
even though he didn't cost his team any points,
可是呢, 他在场上的表现呢, 让他的同伴非常的不解,
but yet, whatever he did, it made everyone ashamed.
那在这个休息室的时候, 教练最后就说, 不管, 所有原班的人马, 第二场呢,
so at the end of halftime, the coach said, whoever was on the field during the first half, get out in the field.
所以下半场开始的时候,
so in the second half, everyone came back to the field.
这个犯了失误的这一个球员呢,
and then this person who made this mistake, he couldn't bring his strength to walk up.
他一直坐在休息室的椅子上,
and he only sat in the seat in the locker room and he was crying.
可是这个教练就说,
and this coach came and he said,
我给你第二次的机会,
and this coach said, now I'm giving you a second chance.
下半场好好的表现,
on the second half, we paid for what you have done.
这一位教练呢, 他是一个伟大的教练,
now this coach was a great coach.
那他给人第二次的机会,
and because he gives his player a second chance.
我们也可以想象到有一次彼得就到主耶稣的面前,
just like one time when Peter came to Jesus.
彼得呢就很骄傲地问主耶稣说,
and Peter said with pride,
我饶恕我的弟兄七次够了吧,
and he said, is it already enough that I have forgiven my brother seven times?
可是呢主耶稣回头就告诉他,
and then,
七次不够,
and then Jesus turned and said to him, seven times is not enough,
要七十个七次,
for indeed you need to do 70 times of seven times.
七十个七次是可以算得出来的,
now tell you that 70s of 7 times is a number.
可是呢,
it's still a finite number. But what? How many times God has forgiven us, that's an uncounted time.
每次呢,
so every time when I discipline my kid,
我常常都想到,
that one thing I would always think about, and then if I treat my kids like how my Heavenly Father treats me, and today I won't even know where I am.
如果我那么严厉地管教我的儿女,
now if I am being too harsh to my children,
然后我的天父也那么严厉地来管教我,
and if my Heavenly Father treats me as straight as how I treat my kids,
我不知道我有多少命可以让主这样来管教我,
then I don't know how many times I have already died.
可是呢我知道主一次一次都赦免了我,
but I know that my Lord has forgiven me times and times again.
所以呢, 整一段的经文其实结束在13节, 就是最好的结束,
and in these verses, the best ending for it is verse 13.
可是主耶稣没有停下来, 14节, 15节这里却说到,
But yet, it did not stop on verse 13. It gave us 14 and 15.
你们要饶恕人的过犯,
in 14, it says, for if you forgive others for their transgressions,
你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯,
that your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们不饶恕人的过犯,
but if you do not forgive others,
你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯,
then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
所以呢, 在旧约的圣经故事里面,
so now, in the Old Testament, there's one story we all remember.
谁是那个最享受父神饶恕的人呢?
Now, who is this one person that is always forgiven? Given by his father.
那我们都可以知道是大卫，对不起哦，一直没有动。
We know that then this person who has been forgiven many times is David.
所以呢，在这个历代志上28章第4节的时候
is in 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
就讲到就说，然而耶和华以色列的神在我父全家拣选我做以色列的王。
He said here that my father has picked me in my family to be the future king.
直到永远。
Until forevermore.
他说到这里, 因他拣选犹大为首领,
because here it says, because God has picked Jesse to be the leader.
在犹大支派拣选我父家,
that in the tribe of Judah that I have been picked to be a future king.
在我父的众子里喜悦我,
that in the many sons of my father, God has picked me.
立我做以色列众人的王,
and stand me up as the future king of my people.
这一段话呢,
now these are the words of David.
那我们都知道大卫犯了一个很大很严重的过错。
And we know that David has committed this one great sin.
虽然只是一条而已,
even though he has only break one rule, but in fact he has broken many rules.
可是呢, 在这一段的经文里面我们发现到他自己在神面前讲述的时候,
and here we see when King David talked to his heavenly father.
特别讲到在我父亲的众子里喜悦我,
and particularly it says in the many sons of my father he loved me.
所以喜悦呢, 这两个字就含有饶恕的意味,
and here when I'm chosen and loved it also has the meaning of being forgiven.
所以在这个历代志上29章第3节的时候,
so in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3,
他这里又讲到就是说, 因我心中爱慕我神的殿,
and here it says, because I also love the house of my Lord.
就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外,
so that when, as I'm preparing for all the resources to build out this house,
又将我自己的积蓄金银献上,
and here it says that the treasure that I have of gold and silver I give to the house of my God.
建造我神的殿,
over and above all that I have already provided for the holy temple.
所以呢,这里讲到我心里面爱慕,
and here it says in my delight in the house of my God.
这个爱慕这两个字也有饶恕的意思,
this delight also has the meaning of forgiveness.
好像大卫王他因为被神饶恕了,
just like as King David is now being forgiven.
所以呢,他才能够再回到神的面前来爱慕神,
that he can now come back to his Lord and have his delight.
所以他才能把他自己的所有再一次的献上,
so that he could give all his treasures to this house of his God.
所以我们从大卫王的身上看到一个情况,
so that in King David we see of this one thing.
其实饶恕的生活,
that this life of being forgiven,
这是活在一个有喜悦的感觉里面,
is the same life that we have when we live in delight.
饶恕的生活就是活在一个爱慕的情况里面,
when we live of a forgiving life, we live of a loving life.
所以今天我们里面有饶恕的心, 我们里面就得到喜悦, 我们里面也有爱慕的心, 向着我们的神。
So that when we live of this forgiving life, we are also living this loving life and a love and a life of delight.
如果我们里面没有饶恕, 基本上呢, 我们是一个爱不下去的生活, 就是有爱也是一个很肤浅的一个生活。
Then now if we cannot live the love of forgiveness, then we cannot live a love of life, and even if we can proclaim we have love, it will be very shallow.
所以弟兄姊妹, 饶恕呢, 是我们生活喜乐的泉源。
So brothers and sisters, I tell you that to be able to forgive is the origin of love.
所以主耶稣重复地强调我们要饶恕人的过犯。
So in these verses, Jesus repeated again and again that we have to forgive the others.
所以呢, 当我们看经文的时候, 特别讲到, 饶恕呢, 说到, 我们的罪呢, 被赦免。
So now in these verses, when we forgive, our sins are forgiven.
那我们不再纪念别人的过犯。
That we will no longer remember the other's transgressions.
那这个饶恕呢，特别又说到我们呢，心里面能够容得下别人。
And this forgiveness also says that we can include the others in our hearts.
特别是那些得罪我们的人。
More particularly, the people that had offended us.
那饶恕呢，又讲到一种提升。
And also, to be able to forgive is an also another level to go up.
就是在神的面前，我们可以把我们的声音发出来。
So that now at this new level, we could praise louder.
或许呢，是说把我们的眼目能够提升起来。
Or maybe we could say that we could now look even higher up.
饶恕呢，也说到一种成长。
And also, to forgive is to be able to grow.
我们可以承载别人的过犯。
That we can carry other people's transgressions.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，当今天我们愿意关切一些人的时候
，So today when we're willing to care about the others.
所以呢，主耶稣呢就因着我们关切这些人，赦免我们的罪。
So that the Lord could also care for us, so that we could forgive others of their transgressions.
甚至赦免那些人的罪。
And moreover, to forgive them of their transgressions.
所以在旧约圣经里面，当有一次我们的神要把整个索多玛城给毁灭的时候
，So there is one time when the Lord is this close from destroying the whole city of Sodoma.
那亚伯拉罕就站在神的面前跟神讨论
，And then Abraham came to the face of the Lord and he said,
如果这个城里面有50个义人，你要毁灭这个城吗
？And he said, if there's 50 righteous persons within this city.Are you to destroy the city?
那神就说，如果这个城里面有50个人，我就不毁灭这个城。
And God said, if there's 50 righteous people within this city, then I will let go of this city.
所以亚伯拉罕就一次一次的再问神，从45个人一直降到亚伯拉罕说，神啊，如果这里呢有10个义人在这个城里面，你还毁灭这个城吗
？And then Abraham would negotiate with God and said.Maybe 45, maybe 30. If there's 10 people in this city that are righteous, are you still to destroy this city?
神就说，如果这里面有10个义人，为这10个人的缘故，我也不毁灭这城。
And then God responded and said, if there's 10 righteous people within this city, because of these 10 people, I will forgive this city.
所以亚伯拉罕在这个时候他已经明白了。
And then Abraham at that time he realized.
只要有1个义人在那里
，that if there's one person who is righteous，
神都关切了
，that God would care。
所以在那个时候呢，神因着有1位义人呢
，so because of this one righteous man，
那这个义人得救了
，and this righteous man can be saved。
可是呢，神还是把那个城给毁了
，but still God destroyed that city。
可是弟兄姊妹，这是为什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, why？
我觉得就是有没有在基督里是一个很大的一个问题。
Because it's important if we are in Christ or not.
今天这些人没有因着义人罗德来得救。
Because these people, they did not save because of Lot.
是因为亚伯拉罕在神的面前求罗德这一个人。
Because Abraham asked for Lot himself.
可是呢，今天如果我们看到新约的圣经里面。
And today, if we look at the New Testament,
在教会里面确确实实有一位义人。
In the church, there is this one righteous man,
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Who is our Lord Jesus himself?
因着主耶稣基督在我们的中间。
And it is because of this one righteous man in the midst of us,
父神就不毁灭我们。
That God is now forgiven us.
因为我们今天都住在主耶稣基督的里面。
Because now we all dwell within this one righteous Jesus.
神就赦免我们一切的罪。
Because of Him, our sins are forgiven as well.
所以常常我们看我们的同伴。
So now when we look at our companions.
先看我们这位重要的同伴。
Why don't we first look at this one righteous companion?
我们的好朋友主耶稣基督。
That our best friend Jesus Christ.
或许我们就能够接纳罪人。
Maybe after seeing him, we can forgive each other.
那在教会里面呢
？And in our church,
我们还说我们的神欢迎所有的罪人。
That we will say and proclaim that our Lord welcomes all sinners.
可是呢，我们的神没有办法容纳罪。
But yet we know that our God cannot tolerate sin.
所以每一次来到父神的面前，我们一定要对付我们自己的罪。
So every time when we come to work our Lord, we have to get rid of our sin.
不要再犯罪。
That we will not sin anymore.
所以在犹太人呢，他们的拉比呢，有一次呢，几个拉比他们就聚在一起。
So in among the Jews, there are these rabbis, one time together.
那这些拉比呢，在聚会里面呢，他们都是负责教导的工作。
And these rabbis, they're all teachers.
那 有一次呢，他们就说，哎呀，这里有好，这些恶人呢，在我们这个社区里面做了非常多的坏事。
One time they said that, hey, this group of people, they're bad people, they have done a lot of bad things.
这些人呢，实在是啃人骨髓的人。
And these people, they're chewing on other people's bones.
啊，这些人无恶不作，真的是坏透了。
And these people, they only pick the worst things to do.
那他们就想说，到底怎么样让神能够有一个好的方法来对付这些恶人。
So these rabbis, they got together and tried to find a way to teach this man.
所以呢，有一些拉比呢，他们就想说，我们祷告主。
So some of the rabbis said, let's pray for them.
叫这些人全部溺水，全部淹死好了。
So that these bad people will all be drowned to death.
那其中有一个拉比呢，就反过来说。
But one rabbi said,
啊，如果我们祷告主呢，让这些人淹死的话。
If we pray for our Lord to drown these bad people.
这些人实在是淹死了，可是对我们有什么好处呢？
But yes, indeed these people are dead, but what good would that do for us?
那他这个拉比就说到。神在这里呢，是不是让我们的生命能够影响这些作恶的人？
Maybe God wants us to use our life to affect and change and influence these bad people.
我们是不是应该祷告主，让这些恶人的都能够悔改？
Maybe we should pray such that these bad people can repent.
让神再一次来得着他们。
So that God can take them in.
不让他们。
To not let them.
继续在罪恶里面生活。
Do not let them continue to live in sin.
让他们能够悔改，走一个正路。
So that these bad people can repent and come back to the righteous path.
这在我们中间就不是损失。
So that now in us we gain.
这在我们中间才是真正的益处。
So now in us we truly gain them.
弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sisters.
今天我们一起做同伴。
Today we call ourselves companions.
常常我们需要把我们自己带到父神的面前。
And a lot of times you have to bring yourself to God.
所以我们祷告的时候，如果我们知道是与天父来祷告。
So when we know that when we pray, every time we pray, we're praying to our heavenly Father.
相信我们的祷告带着能力，吸引许多的人能够回到神的家里来。
And to believe that every time we pray with power to bring these people to God.
当这些关心恢复的时候，如同就恢复了我们与天父之间的关系。
So when we pray, we're building up this relationship among us with God.
所以兄弟之间需要饶恕。
So between the brothers, we have to forgive.
夫妻之间需要饶恕。
Between the husband and wife, we need to forgive.
同伴之间也需要饶恕。
And between our companions, we need to forgive.
神与人之间，我们跟神之间的关系，我们也需要饶恕。
Is that between us and God, God needs to forgive.
所以就是亲兄弟。
Just like brothers.
那这个雅各跟以扫。
Just like Esau and Jacob.
那雅各呢，年轻的时候得了许多他从他弟兄中所用诡计得来的东西。
When Jacob was young, he was crafty, and he took away a lot of rights of Esau.
可是在他年老的时候，他要回去见他弟兄的时候，他请他的弟兄饶恕他。
And when Jacob got old, he came back to his older brother Esau, and he asked him for his forgiveness.
所以当他见了以扫的面的时候，他说到，他见了他的面，如同见了神的面。
So when Jacob came to Esau, he said, "When I saw you, it's just like when I saw God."
兄姊妹，这就是今天我们跟人之间的关系与神的之间的关系。
Brothers and sisters, that's the relationship between us and God and us and other people.
如果我们跟天父有一个好的关系，
If we can have a good relationship with God,
我们跟我们的弟兄，亲的弟兄就会有好的关系。
Then we should have the same relationship with our brother and sister.
说到夫妻之间，在哥林多前书第七章的时候，那里也讲到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it talked about the relationship between husband and wife.
说到如果弟兄呢有不信主的妻子，
He says that if the wife has not believed in God,
妻子愿意跟他同住的时候，
and if the wife is living with his husband,
做先生的就不要离开他的妻子，
then this husband shall not leave his wife.
如果妻子呢有不信主的丈夫,
now if a wife on the other hand has a husband that has not believed,
丈夫呢也愿意和他同住,
and this husband is living with this wife,
他就不要离开他的丈夫,
then this wife shall not leave the husband.
所以不要离弃,
so do not forsake.
那也有这个饶恕的意思,
also has the same meaning of forgiving.
所以呢,在信主的人里面有一个饶恕的生活,
so for the people who believe, we have this life of forgiving.
就可能让我们不信主的先生,不信主的太太能够回到主的面前,
so that maybe a spouse who has not believed in God can now see the glory of God.
所以主也提醒我们,当我们在祭坛上献礼物的时候,
and the Lord also reminded us that when we offer on the altar,
你想起弟兄来向你怀怨,
that if you thought about some wrath that you have with a brother,
那你就应该把你的礼物放在坛上, 先去跟弟兄和好, 然后来献礼物,
then before you can offer your gifts, you first have to reconcile with your brother.
说到神与人之间的关系, 我们过去这个礼拜五读马可福音的时候,
now to talk about the same relationship when we just read Mark chapter 2.
所以主耶稣一看到这个摊子就说, 你的罪赦了,
when the Lord sees this a paralyzed person, he says, your sin is now forgiven.
弟兄姊妹,我们读的时候有没有读到摊子犯了什么罪?
Now, did we see that this paralyzed man, have he committed any sin?
主耶稣有没有说,哎,你犯了什么罪,先承认?
Did God says, you first have to admit that you are sinful.
我就赦免你的罪。
Then I can forgive you.
你不承认你的罪,对不起,我不赦免你。
If you're not willing to admit your sins, then I cannot forgive you.
我们读经文都发现,主没有这么说,主耶稣不过就说你的罪赦。And
when we read Mark chapter 2, we know that Jesus didn't ask him to confess, Jesus just forgive him.
所以当他经历赦免之恩之后,他就起来行走。
So after this man is forgiven, he now walked up.
所以主耶稣他不定我们的罪。
So Jesus never nailed us for our sins.
不是让我们继续在罪中生活,
not that he wants us to continue our living in sins.
主耶稣不定我们的罪,
God did not nail us for our sins.
乃是让我们在康健之后离开罪的生活,
because he wants us to come up healthy and walk this healthy life.
弟兄姊妹,我一直很喜欢一首诗歌,
brothers and sisters, I want to share with you this song I love.
这个剑和歌,
this particular the song of arrow and song.
这一个诗歌就讲到我朝天射出一支箭,
and on a song it says, I shoot up an arrow,
它落在地上,
and now this arrow has landed,
但我不知道那地点,
but I don't know where it is landed,
因为它如此迅速地朝空中飞去,
because it fly up and far away,
眼睛根本追不上它的踪迹,
that I cannot catch this sight.
第二段诗歌就讲到,
and the second stanza he said,
我对着天空高声歌唱,
and now I am singing loud to the sky,
歌落地落在地上,
and when I sing, I don't know where my voice goes,
但我不知在何方,
and I don't even know where it is,
因为谁有如此锐利的眼睛,
because who can see so sharply,
可以追踪一首歌的飞行,
that he can follow the notes of this song to the sky.
诗歌第三段就说到,
and then on the third stanza,
许久许久之后,
that it says, after a very long time,
在一棵橡树上,
on this tree,
我发现那支箭,
that I now found this arrow I shot,
依然未折断,
and this arrow who is not broken,
而在一个朋友的心灵深处,
and then I see from the heart of one of my friends,
我又听到那首歌,
that now I hear this song that I sang,
它依然完美如初,
the song just like when I sang it.
兄姊妹,这一首诗歌我曾经分享过,
brothers and sisters, I shared with you this song before,
一直在我的心里面常常有这样的一个提醒,
and then with this song always reminds me,
什么时候我们的话语射出来像一支箭,
that whenever we say something, it shoots out like an arrow,
可能我们自己不知道,
maybe we don't know what it has done,
可是呢,有一天你会看到那支箭竟然在一个弟兄或姐妹的身上,
but then maybe that one day you see this arrow on this one tree,
或是我唱一首美丽的歌,
or maybe on the other hand, when I sing this beautiful song,
有一天我发现这首歌在某一个弟兄某一个姐妹的身上依然能够听到,
and maybe one day I see another sister singing this same song back to me.
所以呢,常常要反省自己,
so brothers and sisters, watch what you say. I'm not saying that you have to watch what you say.
And
I'm saying that I have to first confess of
my sin.
Maybe when I say things I don't mean to, but I have offended you. And I ask you for your forgiveness. Maybe I have offended you before. And I want you to let me know. Look like an arrow just hanging on the tree. But I want it to be like a song. I know that maybe I have offended many. And some brothers and sisters will just let me know up front. And I thank them for it. And I know that when I offend some people, maybe some other brothers and sisters will let me know. And I also ask for your forgiveness. So on the way of serving, sometimes it becomes difficult. And today when we call ourselves companions, when we come to the same house to enjoy the same God. So on Psalm chapter 32, it says,
第一节到第二节,
verse 1 and 2,
他说到得赦免其过,
it says that, how blessed is he
遮盖其罪的,
whose transgression is forgiven,
这人是有福的,
whose sin is covered, and this man is blessed.
凡心里没有诡诈的,
and who has a pure heart,
耶和华不算为有罪的,
that God will not count as sin,
这人是有福的,
and this is a blessed man.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们祷告的生活。
And brothers and sisters, that is our prayer life.
我们来到天父的面前,
that when we come to our Heavenly Father,
我们跪在他的面前祷告的时候,
when we come to Him and kneel down,
让我们先赦免别人的过犯,
let us first forgive the others.
我们的神,
so that our Lord can forgive us as well.
我们饶恕别人的过错,
when we forgive others of their transgressions,
神也就饶恕我们,
then God will forgive us of ours.
我们日用的饮食,
that our daily bread
今日赐给我们,
is given to us by God.
我们就充满了感恩,
so that we are blessed.
不叫我们遇见试探,
so that we will not be led into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶,
and we will be delivered from
evil. 因为我们知道我们不配受的神竟然给我们,
because we know that we have already given the ones that we're not supposed to have.
神的国就降临在我们中间,
so that His kingdom to be in the midst of us.
神的旨意可以行在我们中间,
and His will is in the midst of us.
神的名被我们尊为圣,
that His name is now in glory.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主教导我们的祷告。
And brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's prayer.
我们再来唱这首诗歌,
let's sing song
268首,
268.
我心所追求的乃是神自己,
that my goal is God Himself.
那在最近我的心里面特别受责备,
now recently I have this feeling,
就是我在弟兄后面说一些话,
that maybe sometimes I talk behind some brother's back.
可能是无意的,
maybe I did not mean to.
可是很受伤,
but yet I'm hurt.